Task 2. You are helping with a survey on streaming TV. Listen to the interview and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Excuse me, my name is Anna Lee and I work for Entertainment Asia, a streaming TV network. We're doing a survey to find out whether people have subscribed to streaming TV services and, if so, their opinions. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
No, not at all. I just got off work and I'm not in a rush. And, well, I am a subscriber to NetPlus.
NetPlus.
Yes.
Oh, great. And have you subscribed to any traditional paid TV networks?
No, they're too expensive for me.
Okay. What device do you use often to access the streaming service?
Well, I watch NetPlus a lot on my laptop and tablet. They are both portable and convenient.
Do you watch NetPlus often on your smartphone?
Oh no. Smartphones are too small. It's much better to watch programs on a laptop or tablet. I've just mentioned that I use both.
Why do you choose streaming TV?
Two simple reasons. It's convenient and cheap. It's so much more convenient to watch programs on streaming TV than traditional TV. And the monthly fees are quite cheap.
Convenient and cheap. Right. Now, about your suggestions for improvement on streaming TV.
Well, it's a bit tricky, because I can only base the suggestions on my experience with NetPlus.
That's okay.
All right.
Do you have any suggestions on its downloadable content?
Oh, yes. I think it should give viewers, I mean subscribers, more choice.
Giving viewers more choice on downloadable content.
Yes, that's right.
What about its news programs? Any suggestions for improvement?
Well, in my view, news programs available on streaming TV networks are not that good. They are long-winded and boring. I have two suggestions. Firstly, as far as format goes, there should be more videos. Too much talking makes news programs boring. If streaming TV networks want to attract more viewers, having more videos in their news programs will work. Also, news programs should be shorter. There are already many news channels on traditional TV. So streaming TV should take a different approach. Shorter news programs with more videos.
More videos. And the news programs should be shorter.
Yes, exactly.
Any other suggestions for NetPlus?
Yes, I have three other suggestions. The first one is to offer different price packages. At the moment, everyone pays one price for subscribing to NetPlus. The problem is, I don't watch their sports programs, and I don't watch their documentaries. I think it will be great if NetPlus can offer different price packages. For example, there is a price package just to access their drama shows and movies.
Yes, I think that's a good suggestion.
Thanks. My second suggestion is about drama shows. One of the reasons why people subscribe to streaming TV services is because of their drama shows. NetPlus should make them a focus. They should produce more drama shows.
Right.
My third suggestion is that they should produce some interactive programs.
interactive programs?
Yes, interactive programs. Haven't you heard of them? Let me give you an example. In the US, some of their streaming TV networks have started to produce drama shows where viewers will be able to choose an ending. It's a concept from video games, being interactive, that will certainly improve viewer experience.
I see. That's certainly a very attractive idea. Thanks. Well, I'd like to ask you for some personal information for statistical purposes. Is that okay?
Yes, no problem.
Thanks. How old are you and what educational level have you achieved?
I've just turned 19. I'm still studying at university.
Right. Thanks very much for your time and opinions.
Not a problem.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.